This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. More changes are coming to this year's Pride Parade as city officials and Chicago police address concerns about the city's capacity to manage multiple large-scale events this summer. The June 30th parade will cut the Uptown neighborhood from its route and start at 11 a.m. to better align with police staffing schedules. Block Club reports the parade will now include 150 participants. That's up from the 125 entry cap set earlier this year, but down from the 199 that participated last year. Illinois Republicans are glad the state is getting sued over a new law that changes how candidates are selected for elections. The conservative Liberty Justice Center brought a lawsuit over a measure Governor J.B. Pritzker signed this month. The law eliminates the ability of political parties to slate candidates for the general election if no one ran in the primary. State Representative Blaine Willhauer says he has concerns beyond the ballot access questions brought in the lawsuit.
When you got sitting state representatives that are literally voting for a bill to preserve their own position, you got major problems, and I think that you need to be asking serious questions.
Republicans unanimously voted against the measure, some Democrats did too, saying it's unfair to change the rules of the game while it's being played. Despite the law, the State Board of Elections is still accepting nominating petitions for slated candidates. Chicagoans are torn over the issue of school choice, the controversial idea that students can bypass their neighborhood school. That's according to the results of a poll released Tuesday. My colleague Sarah Karp reports that about half of the poll respondents said that if choosing a charter or magnet school hurt neighborhood schools, it shouldn't be allowed. Here's Chicago resident Candace Lampkin, who took part in the poll.
It will be select schools that will get all of this funding and all the rest of this because it's supposed to be the new hip school, and then all of the kids want to go there. But then what happens to the quality of the education of the children at the other facilities?
The other half of Chicagoans said they aren't willing to get rid of choice, perhaps worried that their children can't wait for all neighborhood schools to get better. The poll was overseen by Public Agenda, a nonpartisan research organization, in partnership with WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times. The Board of Lake County, Illinois, approved a policy to make its government buildings safer for birds. The policy goes into effect Tuesday. It requires new county government facilities to have at least 80% bird-friendly glass for the first 100 feet above ground. That's to prevent birds from colliding with windows. The Lake County Board says next it will consider a proposed ordinance for commercial buildings. And Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry has a new name. Starting this weekend, the popular Southside Museum will be called the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry after Chicago investor and billionaire Kenneth C. Griffin. Griffin donated $125 million to the institution in 2019. The museum will celebrate its new name and the launch of several new exhibits with a free day on Sunday, May 19th. Visitors can expect a renovated Henry Crown Space Center and a new exhibition called Notes to Neurons. Weather for today, showers throughout the day, highs in the 60s, cloudy and cooler tonight with lows in the 40s. Weather for Wednesday, clouds and sun, high of 77. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.